Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. And today's episode, I'm going to talk about the 7 secrets to hacking your way to a successful e-commerce high-ticket dropshipping business in less than 3 months. So first things first, you must understand that you have to dedicate every moment you can outside of your normal required activities. That means sacrificing social media and entertainment for learning and taking action. That's key here because if you don't, then you're probably not going to get the work done. It takes a lot of work to get this stuff done. And the truth is that when you start diving into any, you know, normally sized project, you might think it turns into like 5 or 6 or 10 different mini projects. So what normally has to happen is you have to get really good at making a to-do list and staying organized. I like to use spreadsheets for my lists just because it's easy. So consider using Google Sheets and making a tasks sheet in Google Sheets and keep track of what you're doing. Staying organized can really help you get all this stuff done. But without further ado, let's get into the 7 steps. So when you're ready, let's get started. Step 1, make sure you research niches, which are specific product categories, and use Google for your research. Specifically, if you're in the USA, use Google Shopping. And if you're not, then put on your VPN to be in the USA. If you're not aware of what a VPN is, a virtual private network, and you can get free ones online, just type in VPN free into Google to find one. I do recommend Ivacy VPN. If you want to see that, go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources. And you'll see all my resources there. But you should definitely research Google Shopping for niches. Choose product categories that have the highest keyword search volume. To find the highest keyword search volume, you can use Google Keyword Planner. You can use a free Chrome extension called Keywords Everywhere, or you can use my recommended tool, which is KW Finder, and that is also on the resources page. So high keyword search volume is important. The keyword you'll be looking at is the main product category keyword at first, and then you can search the brand names once you find them out, and then the particular product names and stuff like that, but the main generic keyword for that category should be somewhere over 50,000 searches per month. If it's under that, then you might need to start a site with multiple categories in it. You just want to have enough search volume on a monthly basis in order to bring enough sales at a 1 or 2% average conversion rate. All right, with that said, the next thing is have an average price point that's high. So it depends on your available credit. So if you are new to this and you're just getting started, maybe you have bad credit, you might need to choose a lower price point product. But if you are not new to business or you do have established good credit and you have high limit credit cards, you can choose average price points that are higher. And some product categories offer price points that are in the thousands of dollars, which I highly recommend because the profit margins are much better. So choose the average price point that's higher, and choose the niche, the product category that has the most suppliers available. It makes more sense to choose a category with 30 plus suppliers than a category that only has 3 to 5 suppliers. There's more growth potential there, obviously. All right, number 2. Once you have researched a niche, you find one that has the highest keyword search volume, average price point, amount of suppliers, just through Google Shopping. Find competitors and model them. So, you know, the ones that are advertising in Google Shopping, those are the ones you want to model because they're spending money to acquire customers. And the company that can spend the most to acquire a customer is usually the one that's winning and getting the most sales. So find the ones that are, you know, putting their sites on the first, within the first 3 spots of the Google Shopping ads. Those are the ones you should definitely model. And by model, I mean extract all their categories, extract their suppliers, look at their product pages and see how they're doing SEO and stuff like that. And just try to keep an eye on them and see how they're doing their imagery, their banners, their marketing, get on their email list, that kind of stuff. Follow their social media channels. All right, and then number 3. Once you've chosen your niche and you have competitors that you're going to model, now it's time to set up an optimized website. It's easier said than done. There's a lot of little tiny steps that go into this, but the one thing I can recommend is you focus first and foremost on your product pages and then your collection pages, starting with your brands pages and then with your product category pages, and then, you know, build out a nice home page and have a good blog. But specifically, it's really important to focus first and foremost on the product page. I would say, put 80% of your efforts into your product pages because that's where you want to be driving traffic to. And that's what you will be getting the most sales through, obviously, is your product page. But it doesn't stop there. You need to build out a sales funnel. That means with your product page, you need to have the product, but you also need to have add-ons. you know, like accessories, white glove delivery, maybe things like insurance or whatever else you can find to add on to it. And then you need to have things within the cart that you can add on to it, as well as things after the purchase that people can buy there too. And then you need to set up an email autoresponder to still offer those same upsells and cross-sells, even link to affiliate offers. This kind of sales funnel strategy works really well to increase your average order value, and without it, you just won't be as profitable. So definitely keep that in mind. And there's certain tricks you can do to get sales if your competitors are being really sleazy and offering a lot of freebies and free gifts and stuff like that. You can still compete, you know, by offering those free gifts, and just look at things that they're not offering their audience that you could, that, you know, that your audience can find valuable. And even if you just have something for sale that your competitor doesn't, the consumer might decide to buy from you just because they can get it all in one place. So keep that in mind. All right, once you have that all set up, now it's time to go to step number 4, which is drive paid traffic with Google Shopping Ads. With high-ticket dropshipping, that is the most lucrative platform for driving traffic. You do need to understand that that is cold leads for the most part, so you'll still need to do retargeting, which is to get warm leads back to your website, people that have been introduced to you already. You know, you can do that through Facebook ads, through Google Search Network, through their partner network, and through YouTube ads, Instagram ads, all the different social media channels. Pinterest offers it as well. So just understand, paid traffic doesn't stop with Google Shopping Ads, but it definitely starts there because that's where a lot of consumers start their shopping journey. But first and foremost, just understand 80% of your efforts should be spent trying to optimize your Google Shopping Ads, because you can get sales on high-ticket products from cold leads. It happens a lot. Although some people do take longer, and that's what email marketing is for. That's what social media marketing is for. That's what branding is for. So you have multiple touch points with customers, and that will help you to close sales. All right, number 5. Once you've done all that, it's time to kind of take a step back and get into more SEO and keyword optimization content marketing. You've got your website up, you're launched, now it's time to really scale. And you're not really going to become profitable until you do this, because people don't want to go to a website that just has a, you know, copy and paste supplier description, because usually they suck and not that many pictures and, you know, no reviews and stuff like that. You know, the website doesn't look very reputable. So you've got to focus on this kind of stuff. So you've got to build it out really optimized. And that's why I always tell people, start with a single product category site and then grow from there, because there's so many different suppliers, so many different products in a single product category store, that there's plenty of work that can be done to go really deep into each one of these products. You can optimize the description very well, tons of different ways you can do it. You're going to be trying to find upsells, cross-sells, and all that stuff for the sales funnel. And yeah, so there's plenty of work that can be done in a single product category store. And I've seen some of these stores do over $100,000 in sales per month. I've even heard of some doing 200,000-300,000 in sales per month, you know, just specifically with high ticket dropshipping. So you don't need to have a store that has a million product categories on it, although the more categories you have that are optimized, right, the more sales you're going to have, obviously. But start with one and go from there. But yeah, so number 5 is targeting specific long tail keywords on all your product pages. It's really important because Google wants to see that these long tail keywords are in your product pages, because they're going to know that a search query is actually related to your page. And so it'll help you show up in the organics, it'll help you show up in the ads better, actually, it'll lower your cost in the ad spend. And yeah, generally speaking, it'll help your customer as well, because they're looking for the right information, they're looking to make sure they're on the right page and, you know, trying to shop for the right product. It'll help them understand the product better. So if you hire somebody, I would definitely recommend hiring a writer to do it for you, but definitely pay them well, because if you pay a writer, like, you know, a dollar or like $5 for 500 words, you're going to get crappy content. You're going to get somebody in, you know, Bangladesh writing your content. It's not going to make any sense. So hire a writer, pay them well. I recommend paying somewhere around $20 per 1,000 words or higher. And, you know, they'll do good work. And just make sure that they are researching it properly and that they have good experience with sales copy. Because, you know, writing to persuade somebody to buy is really important. Getting them excited about the product and stuff like that is really good. And then I always recommend hiring a separate VA. Even having the same one do it if they're okay with it, but having somebody go through, add that description to the product, and then also add pictures and videos and all that other stuff. Same work you'll be doing in the very beginning, but you want to definitely outsource that, at least eventually when you get profitable. And if you're coming into the game with some money already, then it's definitely a good idea to do this right off the bat, just because you probably have a lot of other commitments in your life. You can afford to outsource. And so I recommend that. I actually have all these outsourcing templates and job, you know, descriptions and stuff like that that you can use to go and give to VAs. And I actually have links to the actual VAs that I use for my business in my masterclass. So if you're interested in getting more hacks, obviously, and having like a step-by-step walkthrough on how to do all this stuff, the exact templates, the exact VAs to use, all that good stuff, kind of save you a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of trial and error trying to find stuff and things not working out. You can figure out what actually works right now, what we're doing, and you know, have direct access. So you can go sign up for the masterclass and get in there and get access to that. ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And yeah, so once you go and optimize your product descriptions, it's a really good idea to make sure that you're sharing it. So one of the best ways, which is number six, is to post tons of pictures of your products to Pinterest. It's a really, really great platform for people to browse and to shop through. So people are on Pinterest all the time. This is especially true if you're in any kind of a home-related niche, because a lot of women shop on Pinterest for the home. So definitely get on there and post pictures. You could even run ads on Pinterest for retargeting, which is really, really cool. And yeah, so that's a great way to do it. Another great way to do social media, or you know, sharing content, is through YouTube. You can create videos for products, like sales videos. You can create, you know, best of videos for categories, things like that. And, you know, generally, you know, informational videos as well. So YouTube is a great platform. And if you want to grow your business and you want to rank better and drive more traffic to your site through free channels instead of just doing paid ads all the time, and then even increasing your conversion rate on those paid ads, definitely having video all over your business is key. Video does help sell a lot. And e-commerce these days, a lot of the big websites are doing a lot of video now. You see Amazon.com having a lot of videos on their website. Some of the biggest brands out there that are privately owned brands have videos on their product pages, sales videos. And yeah, really helps. So consider that. All right, and the number seven is actually to utilize third-party marketplaces like eBay and Amazon and Houzz to increase revenue and market share in your niche. So especially with dropshipping, you know, you're going to have suppliers and a certain limited amount of products. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of sales happening for those products, probably on eBay and Amazon and Houzz if they're up there. So consider getting yourself there and putting yourself in that, you know, in that same listing that your competitors are, because that's going to really help you increase your sales and revenue. Albeit there is a 15%, 10 to 15%, sometimes lower, but usually 10 to 15%. Fee or commission you have to pay to the marketplace. But you know, that comes with the ability to even raise the price a little bit. Maybe not on Amazon, but on a place like Houzz or eBay, sure, you can offer that. And if you have a really high limit eBay account, you can make multiple listings for the same product, some at higher price points, some at lower price points. You can play around with keywords. You can list the product on eBay without the brand name, even without the like model name or SKU number, just people searching for generic keywords and stuff like that. That kind of method works really well for low ticket dropshipping, but it can also work for high ticket, especially for some home niches where the products are kind of generic. So consider doing something like that. And if you don't want to spend all the time in the world doing it yourself, you can hire a VA to do it, or a team of VAs, and do it really cheap. Again, if you're going to outsource, I recommend using Fiverr.com. That's the place I use. And like I said, in the masterclass, I provide resources, all the job posting templates. Because when you go and hire a VA, it's really hard. You have to actually like write out a whole gig to make sure it's done right. I've actually optimized my gig ordering templates, so I provide those in the masterclass. Took me a lot of time to come up with those, so I feel like it's a really, really highly valuable thing. But that is a great place to outsource your project-based work, work that's, you know, done one at a time. And then if you're going to outsource customer service or sales, you know, things that take, you know, just somebody sitting around waiting for calls to come in or doing outbound calls for you, maybe someone to call suppliers for you, use a platform like FreeUp.com or OnlineJobs. .ph. Those platforms, you can hire, you know, Filipino VAs, and they don't cost that much money. They speak English, and generally speaking, they do pretty good work. So you just have to, you know, filter through them, make sure they're good. The one thing I do like about FreeUp is that they actually pre-vet a lot of the VAs, and so you go in there, and then they kind of match you with one. It's a pretty cool service, so check that out. And I also did a podcast with one of the owners. And the podcast, so you can go back and check that out as well. It's FreeUp, free, and then E-Up. So there's three E's there, not just two. Anyway, check them out. They're pretty cool. So yeah, guys, those are my seven secrets to hacking your way to successfully you know, launching a high-ticket dropshipping business less than 3 months. And I'm going to do a quick review for you, just so you can see it again. Whether you're just a beginner or you are advanced dropshipping, this is very, very good for both, because you know, if you're advanced still, you can launch multiple stores and you know, grow from there. So again, number one is research the niches and choose the ones with the highest keyword search volume, the average price point, and the highest amount of suppliers. Number two is find competitors and model them. Get their categories and their suppliers and their content and all that stuff. Number three is set up a very optimized website with a sales funnel and email autoresponder. And you want to focus on upselling, cross-selling, and linking to affiliate offers after the sale. Number four, drive traffic with Google Shopping ads, and then also drive traffic back to your website with retargeting ads on Facebook specifically. Number five, focus on SEO and content marketing, targeting specific long tail keywords on all your product pages. You'll rank organically in the search engines, so that's really cool. Free traffic is awesome. Number six, another way to get free traffic is utilizing a social media platform called Pinterest to post your product pictures. And number seven, utilizing marketplaces like eBay, Amazon, even Houzz, and there's other marketplaces out there as well, but utilize them, because people are on there shopping. They're not just going to Google, they're going to Amazon, they're going to eBay, they're going to all these other websites, try to find a good price, good deal. Some people are very loyal to those platforms, so by putting yourself on those platforms, you'll actually be taking advantage of their the millions and millions of dollars they spent to build their brand loyalty, right? So you can actually get a piece of that pie just by putting your product listing up, and it's actually free. Amazon does cost a little bit of money for a professional account. eBay is free, but you can pay for a store. Houzz, I believe it's free to set up there. Anyway, so lots of cool stuff there, guys. I hope you found this useful, and definitely check out the, if you're just getting started with dropshipping, or even if you're advanced, you'll definitely find value in my niches list, 99 highly profitable dropshipping niches. So check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And I also have a free mini course. It's called Dropship Secrets, and this is where I lay out all the things you need to know before you get started with high ticket dropshipping. Even if you've already done it before, you might want to watch the course just so you kind of have the idea of the things I've been through, and it might help you to improve your processes in the future. So definitely check that out, ecommerceparadise.com/DSS, stands for Dropship Secrets. And if you're interested in signing up for the masterclass right now, it's a discounted price of $997. And I do have some coaching available as well, packages that offer 3 hours of coaching, 6 hours of coaching, a Shoptimized theme install service. Shoptimized is the Shopify theme that I highly recommend. And you can even buy a demo site build for me, and also a turnkey business package. I do have that available, which is a fully built out high ticket dropshipping business delivered to you within 30 to 60 days. Suppliers, products uploaded, content done for you, all the different banners and logos and all that stuff, it's all done for you. So definitely consider that if you have the investment capital for it and you are kind of starved for time but want to start an online business. Maybe you already work like a job, you're a salesman or a lawyer or a doctor, or even own your own business already. Maybe you're a contractor or something like that. You're considering doing some sort of retail and you want to do an online business, so it's more location independent, more lucrative and profitable in that way. And you just heard about how, awesome e-commerce is and how much it's growing and stuff like that. You know, companies like Amazon are doing insane numbers, so you want to get into it somehow, this is a great way to do it. I've been building these sites out for a long time. I've actually sold 4 high-ticket dropshipping businesses for $50,000 each. One of them was 60. And so I have lots of experience, me and my team, and we build out these stores, and every single one is very, very profitable. So if you're interested, you can reach me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Ask me questions there. And shout out to any of the people out there that are actually doing content on the web, bloggers, influencers out there. I'd actually like to have you on the podcast. So if you're interested in coming on the podcast, or maybe you've been doing dropshipping for a long time, you have a store and you've been successful and you feel like sharing your story, come on the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast, share your story, and get some fulfillment out of that. You know, if it's a passion of yours to help people, then it'll definitely fulfill that passion. So check it out. You go to ecommerceparadise.com and contact me there on the contact page, and I'll send you a link to book your podcast episode with me. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Take care.